Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of The European Show. My name is Mo Stewart, and in the continued absence of Rebecca, and considering how long it's been since the last time we were with you, we've had to think a little bit out of the box for this edition of the show, so we're doing a bit of a special one. We're at the run-in stage of the season now, and for so long across Europe, it's been the same names taking up the positions and a boring procession to the title. Well, not this year, let me tell you. In all four of our main leagues, we can say there is a title race. Well, I hope we can say that. That is the question we'll be asking. We'll be asking Dermot Corrigan of La Liga, Chris Williams in Bundesliga, and Eric Devan in Ligue 1. You will be hearing from all of these people, and they will be trying to get you all excited about a potential title race all across Europe. So now let's turn our attention to France and to Ligue 1. I'm joined by Guardian Ligue 1 correspondent Eric Devan. We've got four protagonists, which is more than any of the other leagues we're discussing. So it's been quite an exciting time as they've all been jostling for position.
Yeah, it really has. This is something the league published a statistic yesterday that at this point in the season, they've never had four teams with such a high points total. And the interesting thing is we've seen close races for the top spots in recent years. 2017-18, the Champions League spot came down to the final day when Nice played Lyon. That was very exciting. And we've also had other races where the Champions League has come down to it. But it's generally been, going back to when Montpellier won that unexpected title in 2011-12, a fairly one-way traffic. Even when Monaco did win that title in 16-17, I believe they had that wrapped up three match days from the end. So there wasn't really a lot of suspense as we've seen this season. I think that's something that's been really unique and really, it's been a unique season in football across the world, but I think that Ligue 1 seems to be benefiting that from that more than other countries just due to the unsettled nature of things. At PSG for one, but I think for other clubs as well.